Lockbrawl Valley Superintendent Rick Ellenworth is in the studio with us to help give us a Lockbrawl Valley school update. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Paul.
How's it going?
It's going great. It's, I don't know what it is, 75 degrees outside for 2 days in a row. Can you believe it?
Yeah, that's right. Usually we do this once a month, and last month there's probably snow on the ground.
I think there was, or we got a lot of rain or whatever, but it's been, we've sure had a beautiful weekend, and this week is starting off to be pretty nice. My wife showed me the forecast, and all I see is a sunny day for the next few weeks.
I don't like the hot weather, though. That's the thing I don't like, but we can live with it, I suppose.
I suppose, especially when we had a few of those 10 below zero days this winter. So
that's right. Well, you had the school board meeting on Monday night, Rick.
Yeah, we did, and we had a good meeting last night. We moved the meeting to 5 o'clock because we also had the junior high choir and band concert, and Nissa and Chad Felton headed in the Commons area. We had a great crowd at the event, and so it was something different. Usually, you know, we have it in the theater, and last night it was there, and they had all kinds of groups performing. It was very positive and very enlightening.
Okay.
We started the meeting off, Paul, like we usually do, with the student council giving a report, and three sophomores came last night representing the student council. McKeon Elias, Samara Sepinen, and Taylor Wood all made reports about what's going on with the student council in the district, and they've done a number of things, including they had a beautiful teacher appreciation breakfast about 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, and they did a great job. They gave all the teachers a nice handwritten card and told them they were appreciated, and of course this time of year, that's very much appreciated. And then they got a number of other things going out there. When you drive by the middle school, high school building, we've got that new sign that sits out there with, it looks very nice. But they also, so the kids, the student council planted flowers around it. It looks really, really nice.
Awesome. And
I don't know, they all got green thumbs, I guess.
Yep. Good.
Then we got into the board meeting. We always follow that up with donations from the community. And we listed some gifts from Lockbrawl Pheasants Forever. The Martinson Foundation gave a couple gifts totaling $2,500. Appleton Area Health is supporting the Appleton Summer Rec Program with a gift. Farm Credit gave the FFA quite a bit of money to help pay expenses for their state convention. And then the City of Madison, Madison Healthcare, and the Madison Chamber of Commerce all combined with about $45,000 that goes towards Little Eagles Daycare to help support that. Of course, we hired a young lady named Miranda Evanson to be our new director of that. She's working hard with her staff. I think it's going to be an amazingly good and positive program soon. So,
you need daycare.
Yes, we do. And everybody needs daycare.
Everybody needs daycare in every community, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, those are some nice donations there, Rick.
They certainly are, and they're really needed to be able to support the programs. We know that the legislature is influencing this also. They're giving families with children a pretty healthy tax credit for daycare.
Okay.
So they'll be helping contribute to keeping the program strong. But you're right. Every community needs to have spaces available for little kids if they're going to attract workers to their communities. I'm really glad for the way they do it in Appleton, and they're doing it down here now in Madison, and we're going to need that support going forward.
Okay.
Pete McGinty is a sixth grade middle school teacher for us at the middle school high school building. And Pete was present to, he's also one of the lead teachers, and he has been for quite a while with the Lockbrawl Valley QCOMP program, which is a program that incents professional development for teachers and creates alignment for them in terms of getting feedback on their instruction on a regular basis as they go through the year. Pete made a very nice report to the board last night. We also have to have that available to send into the state of Minnesota to keep the QCOMP program going. But I think Lac-a-Parle was one of the first districts in the state to be part of this maybe 15, 20 years ago.
Okay.
And so it was very nice to have Pete there, and he had some good interaction with the board and shared the annual report, which was well received. And then the other big thing on the agenda last night is Brenda Dohmeyer, our director of finance, was in attendance. She made budget revisions for the 22-23 school year. So while we're just finishing that up, we make last-minute revisions so we're prepared for the audit when it comes. But all the signs are very positive, Paul. Brenda presented that our enrollment overall from the beginning of the year is up about 17 students.
Wow. That's great.
Ordinarily in districts, the enrollment the last part of the year goes down a little bit. Mm-hmm. We've done a good job. The banks are doing a good job getting some interest earnings for businesses now. So that's been positive. And a lot of things are aligned and are going in a really positive direction. So it was a very uplifting report. I think the board is very positive about where the district's headed. The school board went through and issued a call for quotes for milk products and bus fuel for next year. The board approved a request to buy a 14-passenger, so kind of a minibus. And the reason we're getting one of those to go with the full-size buses is there are several trips that our kids or programs take where they don't need the whole bus.
Right.
You know, they got 12, 10, 15 kids or something. So this is going to be a nice change-up. Kristen Pierce is our bus contract leader, and she does a good job. The board approved an agreement with the Lac-a-Parle Valley Agricultural Society to rent the bus garage for another 5 years. Every year the state requires that if you have had any snow days, and we had a few of them this year,
just
right?
Just a few, yeah. You're busy early in the morning.
Yeah. But anyway, the state requests that if you've had to amend your school calendar because of weather or whatever, that you file an amended report with the state so they know the actual number of days. And so we did that. And actually, when we count e-learning days and all these things we did to offset some of the days lost, we ended up making up 3 days, and we ended up with 169 days of kids in attendance when we started with 174.
Oh, good.
So it was a total loss of about 5 days.
Okay.
We did have some personnel stuff that was dealt with. Jody Moan, a fourth grade teacher, Janelle Stender, a longtime fifth grade teacher for us, Georgette Jones, an English and EL teacher in the high school, Susan Fernholtz, who has been a longtime paraprofessional in the district, all tendered their resignations either to go to another district or to retire. And so the board accepted their resignations with regrets and with much appreciation for many positive years of service. And then also under the employment thing, we've actually hired a total of 10 new teachers now for the next year. We still have 3 vacancies, but last night Michelle Hutt was hired as an elementary teacher in 5th and 6th grades for next year. Jalen Popma was hired as an elementary kindergarten teacher in Madison here. And then a couple of long-term paras, Helen Jonas and Gordon Jones, were hired either as paraprofessionals or as employees in the Little Eagles daycare program. The board also approved, we have 3 surplus buses or buses that we don't need anymore, so they're going to go up for sale. And I don't know if you or Maynard are looking for a bus, but we got a couple of them then you can throw a bid in on.
Okay. Yeah, we're looking for something for the parade to put in the parade.
There you go. And then the only other thing I want to report is that the legislature is just finishing up, I guess, yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday, yeah. Yep.
And so we'll be excited to see what what's in store for us from there. We understand there will be some finance or some money that's coming to schools. There's also a ton of mandates, and sometimes the requirements make it that the money's not worth it because you end up spending it in a way you don't really need. So we'll have to see how we sort all that out. But
okay.
It was a very positive meeting, Paul. This is our last week of school. The kids have been great. We've had our field days. We've got graduation Sunday at 1, and the public is invited to come to that. It's Scott Sawatsky, the high school principal, and his office staff, and Sue Volk. They all work very hard to do a good job of getting ready for graduation. Yeah. So,
we'll be broadcasting the graduation live on Sunday. So.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, we've been doing that the last. That came out of COVID, and Scott wanted to continue to do that. So.
I think it's a great idea. Yep. So, if people can't get out there, they can at least hear about who's graduating and hear Scott's talk and that type of thing. And
good.
So, I always look forward to that after all these years.
School year goes fast, doesn't it?
It really does.
As you get older, maybe does it go faster?
You know, I think just in general, it seems like we can't be at the end of the year here already, but we are. And we've had a great year, though. Our staff have worked really hard to get some stuff aligned with special education and with English language learning. Our elementary teachers have been part of a program in the science of teaching reading. They've taken a very rigorous some classes to move forward with understanding that. And it turns out that now the legislature is endorsing that program district or statewide.
Yep.
So we feel like we're kind of special. We're getting out front of this whole thing, and our staff's had a really good year. They've worked very hard, though, and, of course, all the weather has been grueling on everybody, families, and how to take care of all that. So we've had a good year.
All right. Yeah, a real positive year out at Lock Pro Valley. You do a great job yourself, Rick.
Well, thank you.
With the administration and stuff.
Yeah, so. I got a great team that I get to work with out there, and we appreciate the support that you and Maynard and the newspapers provide us. I mean, I look at the newspaper, and I see three pages almost every week of pictures of kids, and we appreciate that, and I think there's a lot of scrapbook business
going
in this
on,
area.
Yeah, that's right.
But thank you, Paul. All right. We appreciate you guys.
All right, you have a great summer, Rick.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Rick Ellenworth, the Lock Pro Valley superintendent, and this has been another Lock Pro Valley school update.